Om Shanti. 27th March 2019, Wednesday. The blessing, may you be a true yogi and a true server who remains engaged in remembrance and service with the awareness of one word, Baba. May you be a true yogi and a true server who remains engaged in remembrance and service with the awareness of one word, Baba. You children repeatedly say the word Baba, either with your mouth or in your mind. Since you are his children, it is service for you to remember the word Baba, or to think this is yoga, and to repeatedly say through your mouth, Baba used to say this, Baba had said this. However, some say this word Baba from their hearts, whereas some say it from their brains with knowledge. Those who say it from their hearts receive instant attainment in their hearts in the form of happiness and power. Those who simply use their heads receive happiness at the time of speaking, but it does not last all the time. So, Baba is saying, to think of the word Baba is yoga, and to say that Baba has said this and Baba has said that is service. So this is the definition of yoga and service. Just to think or to remember Baba, Baba, that is yoga. And to say that Baba has said this, Baba has said that, that is service. But then there are two types of people, souls. Those who say Baba with their hearts and those who say it with their heads, intellects. And those who say with the heart, they receive instant fruit of happiness. And those who say with their heads, they also receive happiness, but then this happiness is temporary. They also receive power, those who say with heart. So, recently, in last Sunday's Murli, Baba had mentioned about songs, about tunes, about beats, that everyone sings the same lyric. What is that lyric, Baba? Right from the Amrit Vela. Everybody is singing the same song, day and night. That is Baba. But then, there are so many different varieties of soul. Some say Baba with happiness. Some say Baba with happiness. Some say with the attitude of flying and making others fly. And some say with practice. So sometimes they have full practice, sometimes they don't have the practice. Sometimes when the practice is not full, they mix the tunes. Sometimes they say Baba by getting lost in love. By getting lost in love. Sometimes they sing Baba by dancing. Sometimes they say Baba with pukar, calling out. Sometimes they say Baba with attainments, different attainments. Sometimes they say Baba with effort, Sometimes they say Baba with disheartened mind. So there are different ways people speak the word Baba. And there are two more. Auto and auto start. Like the inventions of science. The switch of awareness is always on. So they keep on saying auto. But there are others who they have to press the button. And then they sing the word Baba. This was last Sunday's Murli. Yes? So Baba mentioned so many varieties. And today again he is mentioning two different varieties. So there are two additions to this. Those who remember with head and those who remember with hearts. Everybody remembers God. Everybody remembers Baba. But how do we remember him? That depends. We remember him just as a sake of practice or in happiness, or we are flying and making others fly. Are we remembering him as with love? We are dancing and remembering him. We are calling out and remembering him. Or there are attainments in life and that's why we are remembering him. Or we are remembering him with effort, or because we are unhappy, disheartened, and that's why we are remembering him. And this overall remembrance is automatic, or you have to press the button and then you remember. And today Baba said with heart or with head. If you remember it with head, the remembrance will result in happiness, but the happiness will not last long. And when there is a heartful remembrance of Baba, that time you receive what? Power, and you receive happiness, and these both things last for a long time. So different ways and means we remember Baba. What is the difference when remembering with heart and with head? One is heart, one is brain. When we remember with heart, what happens? And when we remember with brain, what happens? Yes? Heart means emotions, heart means feelings, heart means from depth of the heart. Heart means we are emotionally involved. Heart means we really crave, we really yearn his love. And brain is official. Brain is dryness. Brain is, it is only lip service. Brain is just words. Brain is superficial. Brain is just formality. It's following the rules. It's about just speech. So, Baba doesn't like this remembrance, which is coming from brain. Brain means just information and knowledge. There's no love here, much. Heart means love. Heart means loveful remembrance. So that is the difference. And what happens? There are two souls, A and B. Like B is brain, means logic, means reasons. Heart means emotions, means imagination, and all those things. Love. This is merely an intellectual exercise, nothing more than that. There is one Russian author, Leo Tolstoy, He had written about three hermit, three sages. There was one island, and there three sages used to stay. And on this side, there was a village, and their name, their fame reached this place, that they are very elevated souls, enlightened souls. And people started going to them by boat to meet them, to pay homage to them, to get guidance from them. And here in this village, there was a church and there was a priest, and he got very jealous of them. How dare that some people are going ahead of him? So he decided to go and see these three sages, three hermits. And he went by a boat, he reached, and they all came to receive him, and they all respected him, and he felt little happy at heart, seeing that these are not very egoistic people. But then he asked them, what prayers you do, what sort of exercise you are doing? So they say that we are unlettered, we don't know anything, we have just one prayer. The priest asked them, what is your prayer? So they say, we say, oh God, you are one, we are three, please accept us. That's it, our only our prayer. The priest gets annoyed. What stupid prayer you are doing? I will teach you what is the prayer which is written in the scriptures. And he spends few days with them and teaches them the prayer they should sing to God, say to God. And then, highly satisfied that he has become successful in teaching this innocent and illiterate people about their God's prayer, he goes out, he goes back, and then he bids adieu and he is traveling by boat. He is going back, and then suddenly, as he is here, his boat is here, he finds that one of the saint, one of the three persons, is walking on the water and coming to him. He is surprised. He says, what is this? And then he says, even all the three of them are coming, walking and running to him. And they come and they stand in front of him on water. And they ask him, can you please teach us what you have taught? Because we have forgotten the prayer. And he says, please continue what you are doing. You need not to learn my prayer, because with your prayer only you have achieved such siddhis, such powers, such psychological, such spiritual powers that they can walk on water. So what I was teaching them is stupid. So continue what you are doing. No need of learning my prayer. So you know, these were the people who were remembering God with their hearts. Their prayers were absurd. Their prayers were non-intelligent, and yet they were so powerful and they reached God, and it is shown that they achieved siddhis. While this man, who is a priest, who is a bookworm, who has committed the scriptures to his memory, but yet he was dry. So there are two paths. One is the path of love, another is the path of logic. One is the path of emotions, another is the path of intellect. So Baba says, remember me with heart and not with your head. So when we remember Baba with all our hearts, it's a very pleasurable feeling. Love itself is a pleasurable emotion in life. Most beautiful emotion is love. And many people have not understood what love is. And love is at different planes, physical, mental, and spiritual. 90% of the world population is involved in physical love. Some know a little higher aspect of it, that is emotional love. And very few people know about spiritual love. Because spiritual love means it's a love of the soul for the Supreme Soul. And emotional love does exist in the world. But spiritual love is an entirely different thing. It's the yearning of the soul for God. It is the love of the soul for the Supreme God. So, filling the heart with love for Baba. And what is the way to love Baba? Keep on saying Baba, Baba. That's the simplest way. Keep on saying Baba, Baba means that you become yogi. And keep on saying what? What is service? What is Baba's service? To say that Baba has said this, Baba has said that. This Murli mentions this, that Murli mentions that. Baba is saying this today in Murli. Baba has said that today in Murli. Baba teaches this, Baba teaches that. He told us about this like that. For example, in today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, in the world, whenever there is curfew, what happens? Shoot at sight. Here also, if you go in vices, you will be shot. In the world, when they have a curfew, there is an ordinance. What is the ordinance? That you shoot anybody who is seen. So here also, so this is a point. Baba is comparing the worldly curfew with the worldly things with the spiritual things. So these are the points of Murli. So whatever there is in the Murli, to say that is in fact a service. Baba said this, Baba said that. Baba said this, Baba said that. For example, Baba also talked about eyes today. They are dhokebaz. They are very deceptive. They deceive like anything. Just don't ask how much they deceive. They deceive too much. And that's why many people, they escape from this place, Bhaganti, they run away. So, to keep on mentioning Murli, to keep on churning Murli, to keep on talking about Murli, itself is seva. And to keep on thinking about, inside, about Baba, 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 that itself is a yoga. Our yoga is not like Hatha Yoga, where you have an asana and you are sitting with some strong mudra or posture. Okay, if it is there, it's fine. But then, that thing people have been doing from ages, but they have not achieved anything. So ours is a loveful remembrance. Ours is a loveful remembrance of Baba. And when we remember Baba with love, what happens? What are the physical changes? Yes? Face cheerful. And what else, sister? Your face becomes soft like an angel. Lightness. What else? Tears. You know? Tears of love. Tears of joy. Horripilation. What is horripilation? Hairs stand on head, end. Romance. These feelings are known as, by one Sanskrit word, Ashtasattvik Bhav. Ashtasattvik Bhav means eight divine feelings. One of them is tears. Another is tremor. Another is hair standing on end. Face becoming red. Heart becoming full. They may happen, they may not happen. It's not like that. But they are mentioned that those who have lost in love, those souls who have developed such stages, higher stages of love, their bodies also started showing some changes. For example, Saint Francis de Sales, Saint Francis of Assisi, Saint Bernard. These souls, they used to have different changes in their bodies when they were so lost in love. In India, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Meera, they also showed such supernatural changes in their body. For example, this one person, Ramakrishna Paramahansa, he loved God, he practiced devotion in different ways. For few months, he practiced devotion as if he is female and God is male, and he even developed breasts, it is shown. When he was practicing to love God as if he is Hanuman, people say he even started developing some tail. That was a medical challenge to many people. So many people have undergone physical changes also. We are not talking of the extremes, but whenever we remember Baba with love, body becomes still. There are hairs on end, tears of love. And in one Murli, Baba had said last few two or three months, when you are in remembrance, you stop listening. Speaking is different. Listening also stops. There might be drums playing around, but when you are lost in remembrance, you don't listen to drums. So you stop listening. Even you stop seeing. You don't see whatever you are seeing because you are lost in love. So that sort of love, intense love for God, intense love manifests itself in so many things. So when you love Baba with heart, what happens? Physical. What happens in the mind? Spiritual dance. Mind starts dancing. What happens? There is a happiness. There is a bliss. Then? Mind gets relaxed. All tension is relieved. And most important, you forget. You forget the world. You forget the world. What is happening in the world? You know, when this partition was taking place, 1947, there were bloodbath and so many things going on. But this yagya which was in Karachi, they had no knowledge of what is going on. What is going on in the world, they had no knowledge. They were lost in their routine daily spiritual activities. So when one is in love, you don't remember anything. What else? Emotionally strong. Okay. You develop more and more disinterest for the world. You are least interested in anything of the world. Any news of the world. Any entertainment of the world. Any relationships of the world. So you developed vairag, disinterest. Mentally. So physically, mentally and spiritually is again the same. These are all spiritual things. Vairagya. You develop strong disinterest. But the remembrance should come from the heart. And we remember Baba more and more when we remind ourselves what He has given us. So attitude of thankfulness. Yesterday we also mentioned, keep on thanking everything for Madhuban and for everything. Thankfulness. So two ways, love Baba with heart. Or there are others who love with brain, which is very dry method. Loving with heart means saying Baba, 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 Baba. And what is the service? Baba said this, Baba said this, Baba said this, Baba said this. So this is service, omsha. Baba says this, Baba doesn't say this. Baba says do this, do no, do's and don'ts. So everything you keep on talking about Murli is service. Okay, omshanti.